Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we have Thigh to Lucky Waves coming in 8 seconds from the northeast. Now, we have light onshore winds dropping the quality a bit. Now, this morning, the AM high tide is going to be hurting size, so keep an eye on the afternoon if you plan to paddle out today. For this weekend, Saturday is going to be a lot like Friday, probably a little smaller in the morning because of the high tide, and expect a little stronger onshore winds for Saturday. Now, Hurricane Kirk is moving up into the Atlantic. We should start seeing a little some of the swell mixing in on Sunday, creating a longer period east background bump. That's going to prop things up a little more. Now, winds are going to remain onshore and in the low teens, so quality is going to be suffering a little bit. Looking ahead, this longer period swell from Hurricane Kirk is going to be filling in and building for the rest of the week. Now, Monday morning, look like we're going to have some pretty decent winds that are going to be turning a little more onshore for the afternoon. And then on Tuesday, it looks like we have a couple areas of good winds and a few areas of bad winds that are kind of moving around because we have this area of low pressure coming in from the Gulf that's going to bring us stormy weather for later on Tuesday and into Wednesday and Thursday. Now, once that moves in, the winds are going to turn onshore and they are going to get strong. And this is going to chop up what's left of the Kirk swell. So, like I said, if you get a window of opportunity on Monday or Tuesday, jump on it while you can, because those strong onshore winds are going to stick around all the way through Friday. And we're still going to have onshore winds for the weekend. They're going to be a little tamer, but they're still going to be in the high teens to low 20s. So I'll be back on Monday, let you guys know if any of this changes, and there's a good chance it could, because when you have one of these big spread out areas of low pressure like this, it's not tight, it's not defined, it can move around quite a bit, which means it can change the winds, and hey, we might get some slightly better conditions sneaking in there. You know, we got to keep an eye on this pretty closely. I'll see you guys again on Monday, and until then, be sure to check the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.